Hi, and welcome to Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. And yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, thank you, class. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, class, welcome to the first episode of Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Actor's Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. And we're just here to go in an in-depth, deep interview with one of the many stars of the Jay and Jack podcasting network. And class, you are especially lucky today to be joining us, one of the titular founders of not only the network, but famously from the Lost podcast, we have here Jay Gladfelter. Jay, thank you for joining me and the class.
Thank you so much for having me, Professor Tim. This is honor.
Yes, yes, please, my proper name. Respect this podcast. I know you don't respect many of yours, but please respect this one because we take things awfully seriously here in Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. So, let's get...
Cheers. School for to get the Shut Up Tim title? Or, like, is it Shut Up? Is that a five for you?
It's one full word. Shut Up Tim is all one word. It's like Roseanne or, you know, anything like Cher or Bono. It's like that. I have to tell you, this is like the Inside the Actor's Studio where we're going to go in-depth interview of you, of what makes you tick, why you got into podcasting and everything. But the only problem is, and I'm glad you're on, maybe you can address this. Jay, Jack, and corporate overlords of the podcasting network have only afforded me exactly 30 minutes for my program. And I don't know if it's like a slight on me or a slight on the class who's joining us to get the insight, but really, I got to say, we only have exactly 30 minutes for Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title. So we just need to jump right into these questions. Jay, are you prepared to answer the questions which have been called from not only myself, my brilliant brain, but also the other podcasters of this network and the patrons of the Jay and Jack Network?
I was very excited. And we only gave you 30 minutes because really any more and then you just have to hear you talking more. So this is probably good.
What I suspected, and I think it's partly you're afraid of, like, you know, I am the fan favorite here on the network, and I think you're just afraid I might take over the whole network and be the Shut Up Tim network. But for now, let's jump into it because there's really not enough time. Okay, question number one. I think it's like the most obvious question to jump into. You've been podcasting for how many years, Jay?
11.
Okay, so you've been podcasting 11 years, so it only makes perfect sense to ask you this question. I've been having this tightening on my chest, and I've been having a hard time breathing and kind of pain in my heart area. Should I go see a doctor?
A type of doctor, but probably not a medical doctor.
But you think I'm okay then? Like, mentally not so much, but I'd be fine not going to the doctor. I took like some aspirin.
It just depends. If your arm is tightening, I think then go to the doctor. Your left arm. But if it's your chest.
Not tightening, just tingling. And, like, you know, I thought maybe it's like cramping. My left arm gets some use, if you know what I mean.
It depends on the situation, but if you're feeling tinglingness in your heart, is it because you're talking to me right now on the podcast?
Maybe that's it, and I am so starstruck. Of course. Okay, question number one's taken care of, thank you. Question number two: how and why did you start podcasting?
Really because I was a musician, wanted to make music, produce music. And I had all the studio equipment that I bought to make music, read a newspaper article about this new thing called podcasting. I was like, hey, I have this equipment, and might as well start a podcast. But I didn't really know a topic to do for sure until my co-host Jack and I got really into Lost and were just theorizing, talking to each other in person. And then the penny clicked that this would be a perfect podcast, just like a message board, but audio form. And that's what started the idea.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to break my character just a little bit right now. I know I said I didn't go, I'm not going to do any editing, but can we just do that question over again? But this time, can you make it, like, good? Okay, let's start with our second question right here. How and why did you start podcasting?
Well, you know, I was thinking to myself when I was just 20 years old that I really hope to one day achieve the skill level of someone I didn't even know at the time, but his name was Shut Up Tim. And I said, if I'm ever going to be able to join his masterclass, I have to do something special and important. So that is when I, you know, started the Lost Podcast 11 years ago to get to this point right now. So that is actually why I started the podcast or started podcasting.
Oh, that's what I suspected. Thank you so much. All right. Our next question is, so you play the guitar?
Yes.
Good. Cool story, bro. Next question. So you started podcasting with Lost and a world of Game of Thrones, The Leftover and Westworld. Are you finally willing to admit that the Lost finale sucked?
No. I actually, if you're in it for the characters, I think it's a very satisfying finale.
I wasn't listening, but let's move on. Other than a podcast you're on, what is your favorite podcast to listen to? And sub question, who's your favorite podcaster on the network?
On our network?
Sure.
Well, my favorite podcast is it's called the Purple Stuff Podcast. It's a pop culture show with one of my favorite bloggers, Matt from DinosaurDracula.com. But he does it with another blogger. And it's very good if you like pop culture stuff. And for favorite podcaster on the network, that's a tough one. I love all of the podcasters on our network. But if I had to go with it'd be a I love all my children equally. I don't pick anyone over anybody else.
Okay, so you said you love all the podcasters on the network. What's Nick from The Married Man's last name?
Nicholas Dunn.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Is that a secret? Was I not say that?
I don't know. I just didn't know that. That's general information I needed. So The Married Man Show and The Broadcast are both explicit shows on the network. And I've always wondered, how do you feel about aspects of your personal/sexual life being exposed both by your father and your wife?
At this point, I don't care, but maybe 10 years ago I would have, but at this point I don't really care.
Okay.
I mean, to be frank, it's impressive all the way around, so why not share it?
Very good. All right. Second to last one of mine. So what's the deal with the toys?
What do you mean?
You have an obsession with child's playthings, right?
Yeah. I've always been a collector since I was a little kid, and it's a habit. You might say it verges addiction, but collecting things and completing collections, and then buying pieces of my own youth is a fun hobby. It's not the only thing I collect. I collect records, and I just have the collector gene in general.
Sure.
I like junking, if you will.
So you're emotionally stunted is what I'm reading between the lines you're saying, right?
You just trying to fill in the big holes from my childhood.
Ah, I see. Yes, class. C-class. My last question, then we'll get into the podcasting network questions. So I just got to say, after this question, the quality of questions just degrade. So If
sure, sure.
If YES spells yes, what does EYES spell?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, EYES. Eye on the prize there, Jay. Great job. All right, here from the fellow podcasters in your network, and they all asked me not to reveal their names, so you can try to figure out which ones they are.
Sure, sure.
Because some of these are hard-hitting, I think.
Okay.
All right, this one's from one of the three stupid guys. What would Jay list as his top 10 albums? Now, I'm assuming music, and 10 seems like quite a bit, especially in this limited time capacity. So can you name me, like, one album? You don't even have to like it.
Well, just now I have to go from 10 to 1. That doesn't seem very fair.
Any album. You don't even have to like it. Yeah, just name an album.
I would have to go with Queens of the Stone Age Songs for the Deaf. It's a fantastic road or driving album with three different lead singers, and it has a bit of everything from the rock and roll genre, but it's a great driving record.
No, I'm sorry. Correct answer was Michael Jackson's Bad. Okay. And that was from Matt from Three Stupid Guys, the Walking Dead podcast and the sports talk one, I guess. All right. Here's the next one. Again, anonymous question asker. What does it feel like to podcast with a podcast award winner? Also, why are you so precious about who you follow on Twitter? I mean, you don't even follow many of the other podcasters on your network. And if you really look at Twitter, look at your Twitter, what's so precious about it? You never really tweet. You just repost your Instagram photos of toys and movie ticket stubs.
Well, you know, when I started on the Twitter, it was in 2006, I believe, back before Twitter was really a big deal. And I said to myself back then, I am better than everybody else, and I cannot degrade myself, you know, just putting everything out there on the Twitter. So I just don't follow anybody willy-nilly. And, you know, it's I figure the pictures of the stuff that's important to me in my life is what will be important to my thousands of followers.
And, you know, here at Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, that is the full title. We and our investigative team went back and just wanted to look at your Twitter account and see when's the last time you actually even tweeted about a podcast. Can you guess, like,
a podcast about any
about a podcast? Yes.
5 years ago.
No, actually it was within a year, but it was about 8 months ago from this date. So
I believe that completely.
All right, and we want to just thank our contributor there, who may or may not be in the title of the show.
That's like a Jack question. Mm-hmm. The beauty of questions from Jack are really any statements that he makes. It's the same ones he's been making for 11 years, so it's kind of easy to pick out his jokes.
All right. Next one. Next question, again. This one's from Mike Bloom. Says, you suck.
Wait, I know the questioners. Questioners?
Oops, he asked me, don't read his name. I'm sorry about that. Just pretend like you didn't hear it. But his question is, you suck? Oh, that's an exclamation point. I'm sorry about that. Okay, next question. All right. This person wanted to let you know that they are interested in a three-way.
Ooh.
Yes, with you and Colleen.
Okay.
Are you interested in a three-way with them?
Well, I guess it depends on who, but...
All right, well, here's your question. Who's the yes and who's the absolute no? I feel like this is an easy answer on both ends.
The yes... Well, the absolute no would be, absolute no would be Jack.
Oh, good. Just... I was going to be upset, like, if you picked me over Jack, so.
it was close, though. the absolute yes, I guess it would have to be my podcasting crush, Shandy. I'd probably put Shandy in the absolute yes scale. Because Colleen's already included, right? Yeah.
Yes. Well, what if you could, like, take Colleen out of the contention? Who would be the – you can't pick Colleen. Who's the threesome there?
I guess it would be the handsomest podcast we have, Nick. Would that would then fill in
– Yeah, I guess that the fits. Third. I guess that fits. Interesting you didn't, like, choose Amanda and make it a two chicks and one dude situation, but understandable. This is where I was going,
as I was trying to finally get those two lovebirds together. And if I have to take a team to do so, I will do that.
All right. And our final question from the podcasters. This one says, please clean Zoe's litter box.
Well, I will get on it since the person who probably asked that question has never cleaned Zoe's cat box. So absolutely.
Now the really, really bottom of the rung questions from the patrons. But, you know, we all can't be me. So first one is from Eckhart, and he asks, you bought an ex-girlfriend's engagement ring. I guess Colleen mentioned this on the broadcast. And he wants to know, did you pay in cash or in kind?
I think the story's a little bit mixed up there, but Colleen bought, or we bought Colleen's wedding band from a jeweler, and the jeweler selling it was a woman that I had relations with before I dated Colleen. And I didn't actually end things well with that individual, as in I just stopped talking to them and didn't say why. So it did not very well.
May I ask, was that jeweler a podcast groupie as well?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, it was, I hadn't seen her in a long time, and once we did, she wasn't very friendly to Colleen.
Okay. Again, another question from Eckhart. The Gladfelter family is truly a family of esteemed podcasters, much like the Bridges family is considered an esteemed family of actors. Jay, what does it feel like to be the Jordan Bridges of podcasting?
It feels great.
Okay, Lindsay wants to know, why did you leave Apple? And I don't really care. What's your favorite type of Apple?
I'd have to go with sour green apple.
A Granny Smith? Really?
Yeah.
A pie apple? No respect. You're losing points here with me. Definitely. Class is booing you right now. I mean, clearly you got to go with Fuji or, you know, the Pink Lady or something that's crisp. A sour green. That's just plebeian.
I thought your job is to be an objective question.
No, this is Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title, and not, you know, the Jay and Jack show. So there. Christy wants to know. Excuse me, this is my show. Christy wants to know, what are you not podcasting about that you feel like you could talk about for an hour a week? Not a topic, any topic, and not necessarily TV related, just something you feel passionately about. Is it little kid toys?
it would be the probably action figures in the community around it, or record collecting.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't podcasting at all, what would you be using that time to do?
Probably writing music. Before I really got into podcasting, I was a musician that was in a band and stuff like that. And once I became a podcaster, that kind of took a back seat. So probably fill my time in with that.
All right. Well, we do have, related to that question, people want to know what gave you the inspiration to write all the jingles for the Lost podcast, all the infamous jingles. Was it just that you took the Apple loops and made lyrics to it, or what? How did you create those jingles?
Jack and I used to listen to a morning radio show, and I can't remember the name now off the top of my head, but they used to do like parody songs on that show. So I thought it was funny on that radio show that I heard. So when we were doing ours, there was a lot of inspiration for me when I came up with what our show is going to be. Part of it was like Tenacious D and the little banter they had in between their songs and TV show. And then also the parody songs came from that radio show that used to do funny parody songs.
Parody songs, how tripe. This is from JD and NJ. You've said before you work at Apple. Can you talk a little about what you do?
I don't work at Apple anymore. For Google now, so I can actually talk about what I did at Apple. I did a few different things. I ran hiring and staffing, so like HR type stuff, recruiting. Also oversaw the Genius Bar services, as well as led the B2B sales teams for Apple retail.
Okay. Jay and Jack started with a single podcast about Lost. Did you ever think it would turn into such a giant network of shows? And can you give us a little behind the scenes of how you guys decide what new podcast to create and work on?
I never thought it would get that big. In fact, it really didn't get big until we went to the past year or so, I think, you know, in terms of adding so many great podcasters like yourself. What was the second part of the question? I wasn't paying attention.
You just lost your train of thought. Don't try to like put your ignorance onto me. Respect JD from NJ. I mean, the man's a patron. He would like to know, how do you decide what to podcast about?
Yes. There isn't too much of a formula behind it. It usually is. It's a show that either Jack and I really like to talk about, or Jack really likes to talk about, unless he's being pressured into doing Dancing with the Stars. It's a show that one of our other podcast members really wants to come up with. So it's just really kind of the good ideas rise to the top.
And a last question from JD. He would like for you to tell us some of your favorite / funniest moments in Jay and Jack podcast history.
Goodness.
It's hard when you're scraping the barrel for good ones, right?
No, I'm at the early days of the Married Man show were some of the funniest that I ever had in podcasting. Just we would literally, like, our faces would hurt because we were laughing so much. And you can hear some of those on the early episodes where, you know, Jack would be crying because of laughter. Season one of Warm Taffy was some of the funniest stuff that I recorded on a podcast.
Yeah, well, season 9's pretty great. I mean, why would anyone want to go back from all the way to season one of
Listen,
the Married Man
show? The Married Man crew does a fantastic job and is breathing new life to the podcast.
I believe you could have just said resuscitated.
Absolutely. There you go.
A little finesse. Okay, one last question from our patron. JP from NJ would like to know, if you could meet anyone, dead or alive, in person, who would you want to meet, which you know would make you absolutely your most nervous and tongue-tied?
Dead or alive, probably Steve Jobs, just because knowing people that have met him or have run into him, he was not easy to talk to. So be very nervous to talk to him, but feel like it might be the most enlightening conversation.
And who was the person that you've actually met that made you the most nervous?
Actually met that I was like nervous and kind of flubbed was Nathan Fillion. That and then Robert Downey Jr. was really nervous meeting him. But for the podcast, Nathan Fillion was the one I really got too nervous and screwed up the interview.
And how'd you screw it up?
I can't even remember what it was, but I got lost in like what I was trying to think to ask the question, and I kind of was repetitive, and you could tell Nathan was like, God, get this guy out of here. So it was like a Comic-Con interview thing for Castle, I think.
Castle.
And what the big mistake was, I didn't like Castle at all. I just really wanted to interview Fillion, so I caught in the press room for that.
Ah, yes. And what's your favorite episode of Castle?
None. I watched it with Colleen. It's a horrible show, but...
And do you like...
I don't like those kind of shows.
And do you like Blue Bloods? I heard that's a good show.
It's another one of Colleen's favorite shows. It's all right, but it's fun. It's first season, and then I stopped watching, but Colleen still watches it.
Ah, well, interesting, I guess. All right, I have a couple more questions here for you. Just came in hot off the presses. Another podcaster would like to know, who do you think historically is the most important and or your favorite feminist? And they want you to know that they will judge you harshly on your answer, and don't cop out and just say Susan B. Anthony.
Wait, feminist like in my personal life?
Historical feminist figure.
Historical feminist
yes.
figure.
Mm-hmm.
Feminist figure. I'm going to say I don't want to fail this question because I know it's probably asking it. Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. Interesting. Very interesting. Most people would say that, like, I don't know, the top 10 most famous feminists, you know, range from Molly Wollstonecraft or Amelia Bloomer, Simone de Beauvoir, Alice Paul, Lucy Stone, Carrie Chapman, Betty Friedan, or Sojourner Truth. I mean, those are all respectable answers, but I guess Helen Keller is a woman from the past, so points for you. I'm sure you answered correctly for our I believe this was from Nick.
I think in terms of what's presented for
sorry, that is our 2-minute warning, and what the 2-minute warning means, we are going okay, now we're in the 2-minute warning. We only have 2 minutes left to hit the lightning round. Much like Inside the Actor's Studio, I have the questions. And this is Jay and Jack Present, a Shut Up Tim production of Inside the Podcaster Studio with Shut Up Tim. Yes, this is the full title, Lightning Round. So are you ready for your questions?
I am.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yes.
Hello.
What is your favorite food?
Raviolis.
What is your favorite thing I have ever said?
Your rabbit killing story.
When you die and get to the pearly gate, do you think God will know what a podcast is?
It depends. I'm going to say no.
Which show on the network... your network, have you never listened to? Lightning round. Lightning round. We're running out of time.
Downton Abbey podcast.
Favorite type of apple?
F*** you.
This is a clean podcast. Einstein or Hawking's?
Einstein.
Favorite Hamilton song?
Never seen it or heard it.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers. Well, boxer briefs.
Lost or Westworld?
Lost.
How big's your dick?
Wait, what?